So, you know, it's, when you look at someone that you would deem as beautiful, that you would deem as great spirited, fun, loving, kind, passionate, sweet, a go-getter, confident. When you see those people through your eyes, you see it on them, you know, that you would define as beautiful, you know, and, you know, all the positive things that you would see all the positive things in them. And then you have a personal interaction with them and experience with them, and they tell you how they got to where they are. And you still are not choosing to receive the information and the insight that is given. You know, like, I really be wondering if people are just talking just to hear themselves talk. Like, how long are you going to keep doing that and not listen to yourself? And you plead with other people to listen to you when you're not even listening to you. You know, think about it. Think about all this advice that you keep getting, and yet you still keep choosing the same things. That's why it'll never be enough. That's why advice will never be enough. Good friendships will never be enough. Good relationships will never be enough. Your parents will never be enough. Nothing will ever be enough. You can have it all and still not see it all. Until you see yourself. Until you see yourself. So you it's best to learn how to be alone. Just because you're alone doesn't mean you're lonely. It's all in perspective. It's all in perspective. It's all in perspective. But yeah, back to what I was saying, like, when you see someone who, you know, that you see something in them that you admire, and you see the change, and you're just curious as to how, and they tell you, man, take that as a gift from God, because relationships are built just like you are built, based on how you build it, based on your foundation. It's based on your foundation that you've given to yourself, not just what we've given to each other, but how we started out as individuals. Like, what have you done for yourself in these years? You know, like, how have you invested into yourself? How have you allowed yourself to just be fully present? How have your relationships developed? You know, like, can you pay attention to that? Are you noticing the changes? Or are you still just stuck in this one track, one space mind? Like, there's so many ways that you can become something. You know, there's so many things you can be. Why continue to be that? The things that hurt you and the things that keep telling you that you don't know yourself. Like, why do you keep choosing that? Why do you keep choosing confusion? Is what I used to ask myself. Why do you keep choosing confusion? Start asking yourself those questions. Why do you keep choosing confusion? Why do you keep choosing an attachment? You feel that you are not connected. Why do you keep choosing that? Things are trying to change for you. God is trying to get your attention to help you to see yourself. Not to scare you, though. You're nothing to fear. Your truth is nothing to fear. It's something to face.
so that you can know that I'm better than this. I am better than that. Yes, you are. I deserve better than that. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. It's what I had to tell myself, so I tell you the same thing. Yeah, I just want everybody to heal and to embrace it, not only for ourselves, for each other. Reveal your truth so that you can help somebody else. It sets us free. It sets us free. It can spread just like bad news can. Why we keep spreading that? Why we keep spreading the negative? Nah, I'm going to get through mine. I'm going to get through mine. And I ain't putting no pressure on myself. I'm letting go. I'm facing it. Whatever God presents to me for me to see, the little things that you think that God forgot, those moments you tried to forget, God bringing them back just so that you can see that he don't forget anything. It can be a different time, same scenario, and he's giving you the opportunity to gain a different perspective. That is why it keeps coming back to you, because you're still choosing not to change. You're still choosing not to change. That's why your situations are still remaining the same. It's like in your mind, you may think they're getting a little bit better, a little bit different. Same script, different cast. Oh, that's a song. See, that's why there's a song for everything, y'all. That's why I love music. Same script, though. Different cast. Close it. Close the book. Close it. Close that chapter. Change it. Change the script. Change the script. Yes! Change the script! Just change it. Just change it. Anything you feel you want to change, just change it. God helps you to do that with the insight that comes to you. You know, with the time, not the time, but with the intent that you make to make time what you want it to be, whether, you know, how that, you know, that could, excuse me, that can start out with meditation, that can start out with anything that you've come across that has given you some sort of peace and ways to have a calmness and a peace around you to start every moment of your day, every moment of your day, because we're thinking that it's just something that you do in the morning and then you cut it off. No, God is omnipresent. God is always with you. God is within you. Wherever you go, God is there. Before you, while you're on your way, when you are en route, when you are returning, when you are so-called stuck, God is everywhere. He's just guiding all of your footsteps. And remember, you are a part of it too. So if you are being the one that's resisting, and then you try to blame God for not doing something that you think that you are supposed to do, you're the person who's resisting. You have to change too. God can't do it for you. You're not a puppet. You're not a puppet. You don't want to be a puppet no more. So you got to change. So that's my two cents.